live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Letterkenny to Lifford Road has reopened following a fatal collision this morning. Donegal Sinn Féin have launched a major public information initiative outlining their position on how to effectively tackle the ongoing trolley and overcrowding crisis at Letterkenny University Hospital. Further funding has been made available to sports clubs in Donegal affected by last August's flooding, and a protest is being held in the coming weeks calling for an inquest into the death of Mary Boyle. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15, followed by Nuacht with Colm Ferriter. But first in news, the Letterkenny to Lifford Road has reopened following a fatal collision this morning. A man in his 60s died in the crash involving a tractor and a car, which happened just before 7 o'clock this morning at Dromahol. Donal Kavanagh has more.
The 68-year-old man who was the driver of the tractor was fatally injured and pronounced dead at the scene. His body was removed to the morgue at Letterkenny University Hospital. The driver of the car was injured and also taken to the hospital for treatment. The road was closed to facilitate a forensic collision examination. It reopened earlier this afternoon. Witnesses to the collision are asked to contact Letterkenny Garda Station on 07491 67100, the Garda Confidential line on 1800 666 111, or any Garda station.
Donegal Sinn Féin have launched what they've termed a major public information initiative to outline the party's position on how best to effectively tackle the ongoing trolley and overcrowding crisis at Letterkenny University Hospital. This initiative follows the publication last year of a document headed "The Need to Invest in Letterkenny University Hospital." In it, they claim the hospital has faced funding discrimination over many years. Senator Padraig McLaughlin says he and his colleagues will be stepping up their campaign for more acute beds and step-down facilities, particularly in light of the recent overcrowding crisis.
We want to demonstrate to the public that this is about choices. Government over the last decade have chosen to cut beds, cut nurses and doctors, and not just in Letterkenny Hospital, but also in our community hospitals from Carndonagh and in Inishowen right down to Ballyshannon. What happens when you keep cutting back and cutting back is you have a bottleneck then presents at Letterkenny.
There does appear to be, for some people at least, almost a sense of inevitability about this. You say that's not the case, that there are actions can be taken, there are remedies that can be applied.
No, absolutely. And if you look at any authoritative study of our health service, and the most recent contribution was a Slanchacare report, the all-party Oireachtas committee, it's clear that we have had years of underinvestment in our public health system, where we're handing money over to the private system and we're not supporting our doctors and our nurses in the public system. That's what has caused this crisis. The way to reverse it is we need urgent investment in the beds, the doctors and the nurses, not just in our major hospitals, but in our community, in our primary care, supporting our GPs. That is the solution. And that means hard choices. You cannot cut taxes for everybody and address this crisis. And Sinn Féin want to get that information out to the public in Donegal to explain what is happening here. So, you know, when it comes to the next election, frankly, when there's choices to be made, people can see what every party is presenting on the table.
Further funding has been made available to sports clubs in Donegal affected by last August's flooding. A total of €20,000 has been sanctioned, with Neve Colmkill GAA Club in Newton Cunningham receiving over €12,000 to repair damage caused to the club's pitch, while €7,075 is being awarded to Clamanny Shamrocks to allow repair work to be carried out on a running track. Today's announcement follows last month's release of funding for Coghill Celtic FC and Illy Celtic FC. Government Chief Whip Minister Joe McHugh says while the funding took some time to secure, it is welcomed news.
Unacknowledged the groups in the first instance for their perseverance and patience with the application process. I know sports clubs did come towards the end of the funding announcements because of their, I suppose, their appreciation that families and roads and bridges had to be completed first. So I'd like to acknowledge their patience in that regard. But it's important that these clubs who cater for a wide range of young people in their communities, and look, I'm particularly delighted for Newton Cullingham as well. They're on the back of a big year as well, being Ulster champions, and I think it's important to acknowledge that.
And you have said that you will continue work on numerous fronts, and this will include hopefully funding to be announced for more amenities in the county.
These clubs have received funding, and the roads, the bridges, and the different facilities and different infrastructure that was needed. But look, there are still outstanding elements. I know at the very beginning of the floods last August, people were talking about 2 years before everything's right in the peninsula. That was how big the impact was. But there are a number of others. I know there's an amenity in Buncrana as well that we are already working on, looking at ways of pursuing funding for that. It's important that's taken care of as well.
The Regency Hotel murder trial has heard people were tumbling over chairs and seeking cover when gunfire broke out on the 5th of February 2016. 25-year-old Patrick Hutch of Champions Avenue in Dublin 1 denies murdering David Byrne at the Dublin premises. Stephanie Grogan reports.
The former president of the Boxing Union of Ireland, Mel Crystal, told the court he went to the Regency Hotel that afternoon for a boxing weigh-in. He said the hotel had never held such an event before. He said he was just finishing weighing in a boxer when he heard a cracking noise, which he realised were gunshots. People were tumbling over chairs and seeking cover, he said. Mel Crystal said he became aware of two people running to his left with guns. One had a cap on his head and the other was a man dressed as a woman. He said he later heard what he described as at least 8 very loud high-velocity shots out in the reception area. He went outside, and when he came back in, he saw two men with gunshot injuries on the ground and the body of a man at the reception area. He said there were huddles of people outside the hotel in a highly frenzied mood. He told the court there was a number of these people who you could see were looking for vengeance. Stephanie Grogan at the Special Criminal Court.
A protest is being held in the coming weeks calling for an inquest into the death of Mary Boyle. The protest is due to take place on Saturday the 10th of March outside the surgery of Donegal County Coroner Dr. Dennis McCauley to mark 41 years since a six-year-old disappeared. Mary was last seen near her grandparents' house in Cashelard, County Donegal, on the 18th of March 1977 and is Ireland's longest missing child. Joe Craig, Mary's cousin, says the Justice for Mary Boyle group have organised the event in a bid to seek clarity.
The main reason we want the inquest is for clarity on what happened to Mary before 41 years in March. And we believe the best way of going about that is to have an inquest.
And this is something the family has been campaigning for a while.
Well, Mary's twin sister has been campaigning for it. She's asked Dr. McCauley, who's a Donegal County Coroner, many times, would he have an inquest? And he's so far he's refused. You know, an inquest would ensure that everybody that was present that day are still alive. It would mean that they can be questioned about the case for the first time independently, you know. So, like I say, it's all about clarity, really, on what happened that day.
And even if no answers are given, it will be peace of mind that this avenue has been explored.
It would definitely give us a peace of mind, you know, that they've been down this avenue. Yeah, definitely.
Irish Water is again being asked to attend a meeting of Letterkenny Municipal District to outline its proposed schedule of works for the next number of years. A number of members this week asked questions about timeframes for outstanding works and the precise scope of projects which have already been announced. However, council officials were unable to answer a number of key questions, particularly in terms of water quality and the timetable for works on the circular road. Councillor Jerry McMonagall says Irish Water is involved in a number of council projects and better communication is vital.
We had a workshop on unfinished estates, and a lot of the works that get the estates taken over was awaiting works by Irish Water. We have, as you know, a number of major road projects that's going to be happening over the next 12 to 18 months. And again, Irish Water are very much involved in that. The reason I put in the motion was around the Glenwood flooding, to try and get a specific date and time schedule. I want to get Irish Water to come into the meeting and to discuss with us their timetable and their schedule over the next 3 years.
Sport on Highland, brought to you in association with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Gear up for 2018 with a massive New Year sale now on in store and at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 12 minutes past five. Time for the latest sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Starting with Gaelic games, the McKenna Cup is continuing this weekend. In Group C, Donegal play their final game of the group stages. They're in Clonus to play Monaghan on Sunday. Oisín Kelly and Martin McHugh will bring us live commentary from 2 o'clock on Sunday. And Derry are leading Section B after back-to-back wins, which leaves them a point ahead of Armagh. One for either team at the Athletic Grounds will secure a place in next week's semi-final. While Derry could afford to lose to the Orchard County and still progress as the best-placed runners-up if Donegal and Monaghan draw at that game in Clonus. But after their second one-point victory, Derry's scoring difference is only +2, while Monaghan is +17 after their dominant win over Queens, while Donegal have a +12 points difference even after their defeat to Armagh. So there's lots to be said. To be decided in those games on Sunday. Elsewhere in Group B on Sunday at the Burren Down, they host Ulster University. And there's one semi-final down for decision of the McKenna Cup this weekend. It's at Brewster Park at Fermanagh. They play Tyrone. That game's on Sunday. Elsewhere in Gaelic games, there's an Ulster Under 21 tournament this weekend. A preliminary round game tomorrow in Antrim. Kickham's Craigan in Antrim. It's Guidoor from Donegal. They play O'Donovan Rossa from Antrim. And that tournament continues on Sunday. The winners of that game tomorrow in the preliminary round plays Donegal in the semi final. There's also Lave against Galbally, Cross McGlen against Southern Gaels, and Enniskillen Gaels against Gary Duffy. So it's a busy weekend there in Under 21 tournament. Moving on to soccer, it looks increasingly likely that Martin O'Neill will not be the next Stoke City manager. The Republic of Ireland boss and the rest of his backroom team have confirmed they'll attend tonight's Soccer Writers Association of Ireland Football Awards in Dublin. The move has been seen as an indication that the Derryman has missed out on the chance to replace Mark Hughes at the Premier League club. Former Watford head coach Kiki Sanchez-Flores is expected to get the job. In other news, Everton boss Sam Allardyce says he wants to signed Theo Walcott from Arsenal on a permanent deal. The winger's been linked with a transfer to Goodison in the papers. Allardyce says it's by no means done, but they're working on it.
If that's possible to get over the line, I'd be delighted, but obviously there's negotiations that are happening at the moment, and if that can be all sorted out, which is one of the most difficult things to do today, then that would be a great addition in my opinion.
Now, there's one game down for decision in the Sky Bet Championship this evening. Sheffield United host Sheffield Wednesday at Bramall Lane. A win for United would see them move into the playoff spots. The Steel City Derby kicks off at 7:45. In some other news, two former youth team coaches at Chelsea are denying allegations of racial or other abuse. Former England midfielder Graham Ricks and Gwyn Williams are facing claims relating to the 1990s. Their legal representative says the allegations have already been examined by police, who didn't consider their was sufficient evidence to report to the Crown Prosecution Service. Chelsea say they'll support the investigation investigations of the authorities. And West Ham have identified a banned supporter involved in an altercation with West Brom's Jake Livermore during a game at the London Stadium earlier this month. He's been banned indefinitely. It's believed words were aimed towards the midfielder about the death of his baby son in 2014. The club say the individual was found to have violated a number of ground regulations. And just back to some transfer news, Manchester City say they're not prepared to spend over €22.5 million to bring Alexis Sanchez to the club. The forward's out of contract with Arsenal in the summer and could move for free as a result. Gunners manager Arsene Wenger says nothing is decided on the Chile international's future. It's been reported Manchester United are also interested in the 29-year-old. Wenger's been asked if it's true.
Nothing is really concrete at the moment.
So there is some truth in it?
You conclude that. You could say that at the moment, as soon as... It's not that I don't want to inform you, I don't want to give you wrong information.
In local junior soccer, the FAA Junior Cup sixth round, there's a couple of games down for decision tomorrow. An early kickoff at 1:30 sees Capri Rovers hosting Meighen Rangers. And in the evening time at 7 o'clock, Evergreen FC, they host Castlefin Celtic. There's also eight games in the Voodoo Venue Cup down for decision tomorrow. And over the weekend in Ulster Senior League on Sunday, the leaders Coghill Celtic, they travel to Letterkenny to play Bonagie United. That game's on at 2 o'clock on Sunday. Elsewhere, it's fourth against second as Derry City Reserves host Fannet United, and Swally Rovers, they play Finn Harps Reserves. There's also action in the Donegal League on Sunday this weekend. There's just the two games down for decision in the Premier Division. Rathmullen Celtic host Laggan Harps, and Drumahill play Donegal Town. There's also action in Division 1 and Division 2 on Sunday. And in the Inishowen League this weekend as well, there's also FAI Junior Cup action. Dungarvan, they host Greencastle of the Inishowen League. That's taking place on Sunday. There's also action this weekend in the Premier Division, First Division, Division 2 and Division 2B over the weekend. Moving on to rugby, and Sean O'Brien looks set to miss the start of the Six Nations after undergoing a small procedure on his hip. The Leinster flanker saw a specialist this week, having suffered tightness in his hip. O'Brien has played just four times for his province this season. Leinster say they're hopeful a 30-year-old will be available for selection during the Six Nations window. And Jordan Larimer and James Lowe will each make their first European starts for Leinster when they face Glasgow in the Champions Cup on Sunday. Fergus McFadden completes the back three. Captain Issa Nasewa and Robbie Henshaw, they're partners in the centre. Luke McGrath, Johnny Sexton, they're the half-back pairing. And Munster captain Peter O'Mahony returns as one of four changes to their team for Sunday's game against Racing 92 in Paris. Billy Holland, Stephen Archer and Chris Colletti, they also come into the pack. The back line remains the same with Simon Zeebo, Andrew Conway and Keith Ayres in the back three. And Craig Gilroy and Lewis Ludick have been recalled to the Ulster team for tomorrow's make or break encounter with La Rochelle in Belfast. And Connacht have Alton Deland, Bundy Aki and Kieran Marimon, they're all back and they're starting 15 for tomorrow's Challenge Cup match against Worcester Warriors. In golf, there's the Eurasia Cup taking place this week. It's out in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. It's a kind of a practice run for the European team under Thomas Bjorn. They're playing Asia. It's after the first day's play, it's Europe 2.5, Asia 3.5. Paul Dunne is the lone Irish representative on that team. And in the European Tour this weekend, it's the South Africa Open. It's been hosted by the Sunshine Tour and the European Tour. Leading the way after the second round on 13 under par are Chris Paisley and Adrian Sadie. And in the PGA Tour, it's the Sony Open in Hawaii taking place this week. After the first round, that's leading the way are Chris Kirk and Zach Johnson. They both sit on 7 under par. Finally, for this evening in darts, it's men's quarter final day and women's semi final day at the BDO World Championships at the Lakeside. The annual darts championship has been going since the 6th of January, and today is men's quarter finals. Scott Waite, he defeated Andy Beatons by 5-4. Glenn Durrant, the defending champion, has just defeated Jim Williams by 5-4. Durrant was 4-1 down at one stage in that one. Richard Ventra plays Michael Utterbacher this evening, another quarter final, and Mark McGeaney and Wayne Warren, they're the final quarter final of the men's action. Those games are played tonight. In the ladies' semi-final, Trina Gulliver lost 2-0 to Anastasia Dombrovskova, and tonight veteran Dieter Hedman takes on Lisa Ashton. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be Saturday Sport from 2 to 6 tomorrow. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And for weather now, rain will spread from the west this evening and continue overnight. The rain will be heavy at times with lowest temperatures of 6 to 8 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the Letterkenny to Lyford Road has reopened following a fatal collision this morning. A man in his 60s died in the crash involving a tractor and a car, which happened just before 7 o'clock this morning at Drumahill. Donegal's Sinn Féin have launched what they've termed a major public information initiative to outline the party's position on how best to effectively tackle the ongoing trolley and overcrowding crisis at Letterkenny University Hospital. Further funding has been made available to sports clubs in Donegal affected by last August's flooding. Niamh Colmkill GAA club in Eugene Cunningham is to receive over €12,000, and €7,075 is being awarded to Clonmany Shamrocks. And a protest is being held in the coming weeks for an inquest into the death of Mary Boyle. The protest is due to take place on Saturday the 10th of March outside the surgery of Donegal County Coroner Dr. Dennis McCauley to mark 41 years since the six-year-old disappeared. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to your podcast or for main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Coming up next is Nuacht with Colm Ferriter. Good evening.
Shower Mahasa Colm Ferriter and Sean on the Priest Guilty or Highland Radio. Dure Ratchis of Falsiha Erin Siv Gail Lynn Bonkai Ta Emni Moor Erin Moor Agriat Fuin Aspa Munchery Lan Kaliha Lahard Kajan Geliga Es Fibe Ishaw Tig Bunch on Dolchan Kin Ata Janta Ivorbach Nigeliga Agus Ata Egen of Dahar De Chagas Nigeliga in Skolana and Ardnil and Varla Komai Majorlishan Takes Es Ian Gaelic Kyondan the Hawer Es Masata Fuivru, Margal, Erin Gantan, Salahar, Munchery, Bin Jackrati, Ignihe, Fungaid, the Mahas Yavila, Orgaid, Bonskull, and a Catholic, Voluntus, Alinu. Bay Ard Esh Connor Nigeriga Yavidus a Hort Jagger Shul Ejra Trial as Fi Sakuigul as Fi Mi Fiara and Austin Maryland Tralee Cade Fi Sakuig Blianarai Fish Farber Chukas Fles Tamar Hema the Hardesha and Vlian Shaw Bay Cardlana Aluna the Crevaha or Shul Markhojan Ardesh Marine the Play a Rune on the Boil Tehan Don Uchtaranacht agus don chas to grow, sholo shacht in the Gaeliga le energia agus la chaili idrali. Scolior elo comai. Tell you allus eg xina g bonkai e. Carter Falter of Irish done Ela Skuldrami to Yavilis a hard jig, Bain Bauta, Achul Urshul, and Araclan Gidor, Erin Lewin, and Darna Led Jeg, the Mimarta, August Ma Vien Feimlish, Erin Varch, and Triola Jeg, saying Sprechdata de Irish, na Jehinian Triolas, Feed the Mifiara, Spe Felu Olu Urshul, Emliana, and Araclan, and Grian, and Lechukenen, Erin Jardine, Sanina, and Darna Las V, Santriolas, Feed the Mimarta. Ga olas na fáil ar www.bunkscoldramiacht.ie. Tá bliain na gheilige a bhí a thart déag faoi lán seo le himeachtaí mhártaithe ar fud fad na tíreach ar fáil ar an suíomh peg bunkai a rí bliain na gheilige deantar ceiliarú ar abheochan na gheilige le céad fiche sa chuig bliain na nuas cruthaíocht na gheilige beocht na teanga ranfhartaíocht an phobal agus luach ar ngealtachtaí teiliú ag an suíomh peg bunkai. Agus pe ceoltraí an iar ón iar thuiscart ag sanomiart ag gradam ceol nó samaillithe clí an nocht Conny Verivaki, agus Diane Nichanan in a mask, ta an Ela Swell or Ellen Aaron Ward, and Annim Niha Sakamortis de Elchin the Bliana, agus Bay Shannon Warahu, O'Connor Nigeliga, Mahaj Kodjak to Jamart Shah, Con Play a Yenu, Ervlian Nigeliga, and Shahar Highland, Iglahania Hart Tronona. Shah Mahaj Eligulier Slan, agus Banacht.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 12th of January. The death has occurred at Letterkenny University Hospital of Rose Gleeson, Ney Anderson, Ardnagana, Killigordon. Rose's remains will repose at her late home from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock this evening and again from 3 o'clock to 9 o'clock tomorrow. Funeral from her late home on Sunday morning at 11:30 for Mass at 12 noon in St Patrick's Church, Crossroads. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The death has taken place of Gertie McKeever, née Breslin, formerly of Fawn. Funeral from her home at 16, Woodlea, Coolmore, tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock for Requiem Mass at 1:30 in the Church of the Assumption, Thornhill. Interment afterwards in the city cemetery. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Friends of Outlagovern Renal Unit, Outlagovern Hospital Trust Headquarters, Glenshane Road, Derry. The death has taken place at Outlagovern Hospital of Anne McGeady, wife of John McGeady, Arurui, Falkara. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral Mass on Sunday at 1 o'clock in St Finian's Church, Falkara. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary nightly at 9 p.m. House private from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Inquiries to Carton Undertakers, Falkara. The death has taken place at his home of Adrian Devine, 19 Tullymoan Road, Claddy, formerly of 52 Bells Park Road, Claddy. His remains will repose at his home from 7:30 this evening. Funeral from there on Monday morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass in St. Columbus Church, Donnyloop at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Chest, Heart and Stroke, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Elizabeth Coyle, Blairstown, Castle Finn. Her remains will repose at her son John Coyle's residence at Blairstown until 10 o'clock this evening, and again tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Funeral from her home on Sunday morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St. Mary's Church, Castle Finn, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place at Melmount Manor, Strabane, of Maud Leonard, formerly of Kennedy's Row and Spring Hill Park, Strabane. Her remains will repose at her niece Anne French's home, 33 Melmount Road, Strabane, from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Sunday at 11:25 for Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Melmount Manor Residents Comfort Fund, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred at Carndonagh Community Hospital of Sheila McGonigal, Lemma Tudor, Mallon. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to St. Mary's Church, Laig, Mallon, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Carndonagh Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member, or Pat Kelly, Funeral Director, Carndonagh. And the death has taken place at Beech Hill Manor Nursing Home, Lisfannan, of Bridget Campbell, Three Trees, Quigley's Point. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Columbus Church, Drung. Burial afterwards in the adjoining burial ground. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m.